depends whether we're talking about the cup that you're pouring from or the keg that you're going into. It's all discussed.
Chof Tes Cheshvan, 11th of November, Rabbi Yonason Arudin, sneers in the workplace.
Although it was billed as the sneers in the workplace, that I think was the edited title. The title and what I was planning on speaking on is hands off. The Indian Hishatas Yad Le'isha. This is certainly one aspect of the sneers and Yerichuk Min Arayas, not just in the workplace, but in many professional or perhaps even social settings. Obviously, within our own tzibor, within our own machane, this is not something that necessarily comes up on a regular basis, hopefully. But certainly when we are interacting with people of the opposite gender in a secular setting, or in a professional setting, or in a healthcare setting perhaps, it is very normal, it is deemed socially acceptable. Hello, good morning, good evening, how are you? And they offer their hand. What is one meant to do in such a situation? This is a she'ela mutsuya, and it is a she'ela chamura. And it is a very unclear area of halacha, which in the next few minutes, in Yitzhak Hashem, we'll try and clarify what the issues are here, because there are many different factors to consider when deciding what to do in such a situation.
And you had love?
Don't believe in parasite.
Let's not jump to the conclusions before we've gone through the sugya. Let's at least enjoy the journey before we arrive at the destination. Pasuk says, starting from the Chumash itself, Ish v'yisav ha'yikra yitches Pasuk Vav in the Pasha of Arayas, Ish el kol she'er b'saroi, lo yisikru v'legalis erba ani Hashem. So as well as enumerating all the different arayos, the chiyuvei karos, the forbidden relationships that the Torah says we are not allowed to have relations with, there is an additional pasuk which says lo yisikrevu legalos erba, which shall not come close to revealing the nakedness. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, Mitzvah Leisase Shin Nun Gimel, explains that he holds this means there is an issa da'iraisa, she is yirani mekarav la'achas mikol ela arayos. We are not allowed to come close to any one of the arayos, even if there is no bia. For example, kibbuk, renishuk, a hug or a kiss, va'adoyim alahem, pu'ulei sazenus, and anything like this which will be associated with zunus. And that's what the Torah says. Ish al kol she'er basara, l'sikra v'legalis erva. As if to say, ki'ilu yoyma, l'sikra v'shin kirav. You shouldn't have any kind of closeness that will lead to a gilui erva. Zay shtei in Rambam, he holds that as an issa da'iraisa. The Ramban, however, famously argues in Hasagos there, and without going through all the lamdas of the different makoros of the Rambam and the Ramban, they both have their chazals, they both have their opinions. The Ramban says, alal kriya in betalmud, this is not the case. That kirva, where there is no gili erva, which is chibuk and nishuk, there is no lav umalkus, it is not an issa d'oraisa, rather it is an issa d'rabbanan. So we have a straight out machlokas rishonim, whether any action short of bia mamish is considered an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. No one's going to hold that it's muta. The question is, what is its status in halacha? The Shulchan Aruch paskens, and consistent with his klalei apsak, if you have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, of course we know the Shulchan Aruch goes with the three amudei ha-hara, the Rosh, the Rif, and the Ramban, and more times than any other rishon, the Shulchan Aruch always passes like the Rambam. And he is consistent with his shikur here too. This is in Ebn Ezra Chaf Aleph. Haba alachas ma'arayas derech evrim ha-she'oi she'tidek v'nishay. The Shulchan Aruch is saying it is not just the act of bia itself which is asa, midda'iraisa, but also the act of craver la'arayas, which is also asa midda'iraisa. So Shulchan Aruch paskens very clearly like the Rambam. Now, in terms of the definition of that, we'll have to see as we go. There is another issue here too. And that is, we know that the Torah says v'chayba. And we know that for 610 mitzvahs in the Torah, if a person is under threat of his life, it's yavoi v'al yaharek. A person is told, break Shabbos or we'll kill you, chas v'shalom. Eat the chazo, we'll kill you, it's yavoi v'al yaharek. Better, a person should be machal one Shabbos, then he should keep all the other Shabbosos. There are, of course, as we know, the Gimel Chamorosh, the three cardinal sins, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, where a person is mechuyav to be Moseh Nefesh, rather than be over on the Aveira. And these halachas are brought in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeh Kifnin Zayin, and the Chabad says like this, Kol Aveira Sheba Torah, every Aveira in the Torah, apart from Avodah Kechavim, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, if a person says, Sheyavar O Yahare, it gives little different details here. Right? Bottom line is, Yavoi v'al yaharik. A person should not give up their life for such a thing. It's a big discussion we could have another time. What if a person wants to be machmir and be moiseh nefesh for a mitzvah? Is he allowed to do so? That is actually a machlokes rishonim, I believe, between Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam was he can't, Tosfos holds he can. Then the Shulchan Aruch actually qualifies this. If you go down to the bottom of the page, the last piece of Mechaber, so the Gimel Chamorais or Yoharik Val Yava says Rabbeinu HaRamah in the underlined piece here, three lines down into the Ramah, even though there's no Misa, Rak Lav Ba'alma, Tzarech Leharik V'loi Lava. The Ramah paskens that it is not just a Rayas Mamish and it's not just a Maisa Bia that is Yaharik Va'al Yavar, but also what is known as Avizraihu Da'arayas is also not just Asa Da'iraisa, but Asa B'Yaharik Va'al Yavar. Avizrai, the word Avizrai means accessories. Modern Hebrew as well, Avizrai means accessories. Anything which is accessory to Arayos is also the Yaharik Va'al Yavar. So it's not just the Maisa Bia Mamish, but anything which would have been included in the Rambam's definition, because we're going with the Shita of the Rambam, that means Chibuk and Nishuk, Pilas Aznus, etc., is considered to be Yaharik Va'loi Yavar. Therefore, this idea that being Shomer Negia, as it's known, is some kind of Chumra or Midas Chasidus, one could not be further from the truth. And in fact, it's like the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam, has a piece on this where it says, and a person should be filled with fear and dread when they realize the chayma hadava. We're talking about the underpinnings of all of Yiddishkeit. We're talking about Kedushas Klal Yisrael. And this is literally playing with fire. We're talking about the most serious of infractions. Something which is Yohareg Va'al Yavar according to the Rambam. Now there is a very important shach. And the shach is in Yerideh Kuf Tzadiyeh. And it is talking in Hilchos Nida with the dinim of Harchakos. There is a discussion in the Poskim. What happens in a situation where man is the only doctor in town, his wife needs to have a pulse taken and a medical procedure performed, she is Tumea, and there's no one else to do it. What will be the halakha? Is it Yoharek Ba'al Yavar? Or may he do it?
She's not
Tumea.
What's the difference? If she's
wife. No, it's his wife. It's his own wife. His own wife who's Tumea Tumas Nida. Right. His own wife is Tumea Tumas Nida. He's the only doctor in town. Right? He's the only doctor in town. Is he allowed to take care of her or not? Let's have a look at the shach. If it's a chayla masukin, if the chayla is masukin, the ancient roifin, mash mektas medivrei haram, chuvas haramban, the Ramban says, it's mutter because of pikuach nefesh. That doesn't help us though, does it? And the yesh leima, to yesh adila tameh azal, the Ramban will go with his reasoning, he holds, and the gias nida is a drabbanah. What about the Rambam who we passed in? Like, according to the Rambam, is there such thing as an innocent touch between husband and wife even in such a situation? Aval haRambam dinagias erva asura min haTorah. Hacha af al pi sheyesh pikuach nefesh efsh deosa mishum avizra tekele arayas mitzorich iyon ad kol nashen abeis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is not willing to be makel connected to the Rambam. Leaves it with a tzorach iyon. God forbid, you can imagine the situation. The bus is coming. You can't go pick her up onto the bus. How you talking? V'chein kazal hataz. That's the way the taz goes. V'ein nira. Fortunately, halacha lemaisa is this way, is that you may treat her. Right? Why? V'ein nira. Says the shach, v'ein nira. Divadai af laha Rambam, for sure, even according to the Rambam here, there is no Issa Da'i Raisa. Why? Because the Rambam is only going to be Issa Da'i Raisa, elekisha oisekein, derech taiva v'chibas bia. Now don't tell me, says the Shach, he's taking her pulse, that's called, she's dying, that's called derech taiva v'chibas bia. Commercial Kosovo in some Kufin and Zion, some Klatin Yud, Masha ein kein hacha, which is not the case clearly here, where there's not derech taiva v'chibas bia. And therefore he says, V'chein minag pashat, this is the accepted minag in Klal Yisrael, she'roifin Yisraelim, the Jewish doctors, mamash mishim al-doifek shel isha, apilu ishas ish, avodas kechavim, they will take the pulse of a woman, even if she's married, or avodas kechavim, she's not Jewish, afal pisha yisroifim achim revdi kechavim, even if there are non-Jewish doctors in town, they do not delegate all of that to the non-Jewish doctor, they'll do it themselves. V'chein oisin sha'amini mishmushim, and they will do any other type of physical examinations. They will not avoid contact with women. Al pi darkei harafua, obviously. In a way, if it is done in the way of refuah, they will not refrain from doing so. Ela hadava posha kumei shekosov, zeh nire das harav, del elkef nin zayin, etc. Roiv poiskin paskin this way, like the shach. Just to give you a list of them, you've got the Pnei Yoshua, the Middle Stocker, the Plesi, and the Noidabi Yehuda, who writes that the Minig in Klal Yisrael is like the Shach, who says that this is the way one acts. Okay, so it seems to be very clear from here that healthcare professionals are allowed to do anything that is necessary for Darkei Refuah. Question is, however, she comes into the surgery, is allowed to shake her hand before he gives her an examination? What, to shake a hand for Pekuach Nefesh?
No, when we hit the shaft, started off with Pekuach Nefesh.
Right, but we're extending it. What are we extending it to? Because it's Darkei Harafua, this is not Derech Taiva v'Chibas Bia. And therefore the Shach is saying it's mutter for that reason. It's not just because of Pekuach Nefesh, because what if she's a Chayla She'en V'Sakonim? You haven't seen that the doctor, if she's got some kind of minor ailment that needs treating, that it's not Chayla She'en V'Sakonim, the doctor's not going to treat her. So Rav Moshe has a discussion. Right, there's a tshuva in Nigus Moshe, and this tshuva comes from 1960, Tafshim Chaf, Matzei Tisha B'Av. Shaila was the one that has travelled on the underground. We're missing it here this morning, missing the pleasures of the London Underground at rush hour. Anyone that's travelled on the underground at rush hour realises that personal space isn't exactly a priority when everyone's cramming on like sardines onto the Northern Line, and you can find yourself often in somewhat compromising positions. And Rav Moshe was asked, is a person allowed to go on the subway when it is inevitable they're going to come into contact with women, physical contact with women? But in alichas the subway or the buses, the shashi actually zahem in igiyah but dechifa, right, from touching or hopefully being pushed rather than pushing, but nashim etzad adecha, because it's very squished. So Rav Moshe basically takes us through the shach. He says, in terms of going on the subway and the buses where there are a lot of people there and it's rush hour and everyone's pushing each other, it's impossible to be careful from Nagia. Is one allowed to go? So Rav Moshe says, name it's at a Nagia with the Chifa Benoshim. There's no problem because it's not Derech Taiva V'Chiba. And all the Issa of Arias, even according to the Rambam, who holds it's the Lav of Loisikravu, is Damka Derech Taiva. Come a first B'Dra, as he says in the Rambam there. Mashma, if there is no taiva, there is not even an issa derabbanan, and that is the way the shach passes. Right, and he brings our case in the shach of taking the pulse. Al kalpanim, he says, ledina. Benashim acheres, even with the decision, nidus and non-Jews, There's no problem because it's not Derech Taiva, and you don't have to worry about going on the subway and the buses when everyone's going to work and it's rush hour. Okay? However, there is a caveat at the bottom of Rav Moshe, and that depends on the person themselves. Although, in Yoidea Shuyavoy Lidehirhu, if it is going to, this is the bottom of the page, the last three lines of page 2, if a person knows themselves that actually is going to affect them adversely, negatively, spiritually, and they are not going to be able to avoid Hirhurim, they should avoid going unless it's absolutely urgent. And if he has to go, let's say it's the summer months and the tznius there is commander list, Adami and his poros meruba la oimed. So he still needs to go to work, even if he's finding it very difficult spiritually. What should he do? He's still allowed to go, says Rav Moshe, but for Yischazek lahasiyach daitameh, and he has to make every effort possible to think about something else. Laharhar b'divrei Torah ke'itzas Rambam. The Rambam says that machshavas of znus really only exists in a person whose mind is devoid of chachma. Should turn his mind to Torah. Yala schein. The Torah is a beautiful thing. If a person fills their mind with chachmas haTorah and he's able to be mekayim of lechtecha baderech and to make sure he keeps his focus through not just our minds don't work in negatives. You can't not think about a horse. See? Right? But we can, rather than try not to think about something, we can try and actively make sure we are thinking about something wholesome and productive, such as learning on the bus or on the subway. In such a situation, Rav Moshe says that's what he should do. Just by the way, in terms of articulating words, if a person is in a situation, slightly different topic. But there is an Isadra Banan of Erevas Dava, Erevas Dibur, person not allowed to say Dvarim Shebi Kedusha in front of people that are not dressed as Bitsnias, but they could still be Maharhar B'Dibri Torah. So he wouldn't be allowed to say the words out loud, but he would be allowed to read quietly to himself. Right? So then, in such a situation, Yachal Lismech V'Yirech L'Avoy Dosa. However, if we go a situation worse than that, V'im Yodeh Shetivoy Ra, if it's really going to affect him negatively, but for a person to be in such a situation, etc., etc. Must be noted that it does seem to be, although Rav Moshe says that there's no Issa D'Rabbanan, and we've brought Rav Paiskin that say there is Takana Issa D'Rabbanan, the Gra does seem to hold there is an Issa D'Rabbanan of Negir which is not Shachiva. This is the Gra in Yeridek of Tzadi Hei. But if Belav Hachi Eina Ela B'Drabbanon, so Grod does hold, unlike Roy Bachronim, he does hold differently. Now the question is, now let's come to our handshake. So the Ber Moshe de Betzina Rav says, Negir which is Shaloi B'Derech Taiva B'Chiba, V'Loi B'Derech Kavod, Ki Im Negir Arayos, K'Derech Masa Matan Shabba Mischa, Ein Baze Issa Mitzant Hadin. There is no Issa Me'ika Hadin in a handshake, says the Ben Moshe. Im Loi Mishin Tznius or Amidus Chassidus. There's a level of Tznius and Amidus Chassidus to avoid it. We do have precedent for this in the Rishonim. The Sefer Chassidim says that a Jew may not shake a non-Jewish woman's hand, even if she's wearing gloves. Af al pi shayad me'etafes, but beges. Siag legila arayos. The Sefer Chassidim says they can't. On the other end of the extreme, you have the Stipler and the Chazain Ish. But it says the Stipler in Karayna de Igrisa. Badava nesina siag leisha, in terms of extending one's hand to a woman. Ein safek kiu isa gomo. It's absolutely awesome. Why? To call krevala arayos asura. V'ayimim b'shem ha-chazain ish, v'yuhari v'al yavo. K'chala b'zroi da arayos. So mamash have got the intel, you've got the whole spectrum over here. Chazan Ish is putting it in the category of all of Israel Darius in saying it's Yoharik Va'al Yavar. The Ezim Mikodesh has an interesting finish. The Ezim Mikodesh, the Perish on the Ebene Ezer, talks about what is the Issa. He tries to analyze. Or he does analyze. What is the Issa of Krivala Arias? Is it because of the action itself, or is it because of what it will lead to? So the Ezim Mikodesh says, Nirim Pashut, Shagam v'sheyish b'zeh derech kiba, hara zeh chibuk v'nishit libnoitzav l'achiyos. A fascinating thing. Here's a man bound to give a kiss to his mother. Yeah? It's Arias. Ein lecha Arias g'doy l'mizu. Right? But it's Arias. His daughter. It's her absolute Arias. How's he allowed to give his daughter a kiss? And the answer is because we know that in such a situation, for normal, healthy people, that giving a kiss to a close family member is an innocent act. It is a non-sexual affection. It is a different type of affection. Absolutely. And it's mutter. Says the Ezer Mikodesh, you see, even you had Amorayim that were doing that. Right? Bahayim. Shabadaito azlis karabalea labia. Or Shabadaito hayakein lule Ezer Mania. The reason why he's giving her a kiss, or the reason why he's engaging in an act of affection, is to lead to a maisabia. It's a stage in the process of maisabia. That's what kreva l'arayas means, according to the chiddush of the Ezer Mikodesh. Right? Why? Shadaita ad l'karabalea wants to come close to her for a maisabia. Right, we'll do it after time. So the kreva la arayas, which is really also the araisa, is a kreva that is actually going to lead to arayas, certainly in his mind. Whatever the reason, there's no chashash isa Torah l'kuli alma. Right, and that's why the shach is matin kuf bi dalet, etc. That is the chiddush of the Ezer Mikodesh. The Oitzah HaPoiskim, however, on this piece, say that this opinion is absolutely rejected. Despite the interesting longest Shavoy, the Oitzah HaPoiskim say, Ulam Medivra HaPoiskim Shasos Mevaloi Chilku Mizeh, Mashmeh Deloi Sfirei Avni. No one else says this Chiddush. Mashmeh that everybody else does not hold on this. Chuvas HaRivash says that even Kreva Levad, which is a Kreva of Hanah, like chibuk and nishik is also mid oraisa, even below yichud. Shemashma deleka lemechus lebia. Right, meaning yichud is obviously a determining factor for bia. If there's no yichud, maybe the kriva should be mutter because the bia can't happen. That chilek is not made. The rivash says mafurish not like that, and therefore the ashita of the Ezer Mikodesh is rejected. In terms of psak halacha lemaisa, we're now faced with a very difficult dilemma. And this is an oral psak of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Be'inyan la'achzin esinas yad l'nashim, kishehem moishitas yad l'shalem, shelo b'derech kiba, zu she'ela chamura ma'oid v'kashel ahakal baza. It's very difficult to be mekel, because you've got a problem. It's either mutter or it's your harik v'aliyavo. And really what it depends on is the person himself. If you're going to call it kreva, if you're going to call it chiba in some way, if there is no chibah whatsoever, then in theory, according to what we've learnt, it should be mutter. Because we hold that nigiyah, which is not shal chibah, is mutter. However, even if there's an inkling of chibah, it goes to the other extreme, becomes a harik v'aliyavo. So you can understand why the poskim are unwilling, under normal situations, to give an answer for this. He says, this is what he says, Zesha'ela chamura ma'oi v'kasha lahakal bazeh aval b'matzav, as you said at the beginning, it's an ulai and a tzarech ir. Right? There's a Pesach there. I once asked the Gates of Rav the Shaila. It's a very common Shaila. And he says it's not a Shaila that Rav Shimon Schwab said this is one Shaila he does not answer. Because one can't answer it. And he says he follows in that Mahalach. Is this brought also in Igros Moshe? This is Moshe Chelik Dalad Simon Laman base, and there he brings a chiluk between what he said before in terms of the subway. Right, in terms of extending a hand to a woman as one does in a social meeting. As I wrote in Archaim, because one has to be choishesh that there is chiba and hanah here. Okay, aval kasafti b'chelik aleph, the person that saw there yirei shamayim. Who are making, how do we dan them lekaf sechus? Litein kishihi moishit alahem, if she's extended her hand, you see there are people that do return the handshake. Shlo yaseh lehu derech chiba v'taiva. Okay, and he says the same thing. Hashem listened to my Torah. And he says, in terms of what I wrote, in terms of the subway, of course there is a difference. There's a difference between bumping into someone and returning a handshake. Even in terms of handshakes themselves, there are different ways of shaking hands. Obviously, the firmer the handshake, the more pressure there is, right? The more that you, if you call it affection or you call it whatever you want to call it, but there might be a distinction within the handshakes themselves. But really, what comes out as a result of this is a sheila chamura. There's no blanket heter for this. This is something which, if you trace it forward and you trace it back through the sugya, is touching on very, very important halachic principles. And the bottom line is, it requires for a person to be makel in this area, leaving aside what we've seen in the poskim, would require a huge degree of yiras shamayim, because this is either something which, as we've seen in the poskim, if there is mamish nechiba there, in theory it should be mutter. But otherwise, it would be a horrid Baal Yafa.